Welcome to the online version of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. What do you mean online there, Robbie? Well, when you get me in person, you get all kinds of thoughts. But on the online version, I have to concentrate a little bit and let the Holy Spirit guide me. We are doing a series on the Holy Spirit at church, and I hope and pray that you can come to be a part of it. It's a very, very wonderful topic because Jesus is no longer here with us in the physical sense, but he said that he was going to leave one greater than him, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside. A lot of different descriptions for the gift of the Holy Spirit, but they're all personal because through the Holy Spirit, we can have a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. But along with that comes a lot of abilities. And that's what I wanted to share with you today about abilities. Deep within our human spirit is a desire and a capability to do wonderful things. You know, we have such a creative spirit. We are co-creators with God in so many things. Just think about it. A man and a woman come together, get married, have children, and they are co-creator with God. What a wonderful responsibility, but it's also a wonderful thing. Why? Because we're made in the image of God, and we inherited it from him, the desire to create, to accomplish, to make things happen. But God wouldn't give us these desires without the means of carrying them out. You can think things and different things, and you say, well, I hope that comes to pass. But unless we put it into action, it doesn't happen. But God given us the ability to create and carry out these things. The means are called our ability or our talents, and we all have them, every single one of us. Did you ever wonder what your true spiritual gift is? It's something that comes natural to you. It's amazing how we think about and do things in church called, well, let's do a spiritual gift seminar and find out all the different gifts. Well, they're special, and they are, but all the gifts aren't for everybody. It is a gift, and you can choose which gift you want sometimes. But God has given us to help his Holy Spirit in order for us to accomplish great things for him and for us. More importantly, to help us to enjoy life and how we can have life more abundantly. How we use, or there's always two sides of the coin, how we use or misuse these ability ultimately determines our quality of life. Amen. Quality being defined not as a comfort or the accumulation of things, but in terms of character, joy, and lasting satisfaction. Our goal is to first discover our abilities and what we need to do. We need to discover. How do we discover? And we try things out. And, yep, then we exercise them. And then finally, channel them towards good. Hear this, church, not evil. God has delivered us from the evil one. Always remember that when we pray that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. All of us are given abilities. Life is more than just fulfilling abilities, gifts. God has empowered each one of us with special abilities, and nobody is left empty-handed. Everybody has gifts and abilities. But like I said earlier, how we use these abilities is up to us. So if God is asking you to do something, he will give you the ability or the extra resources to get it done. When God asked me to become a pastor, I was sort of like, old Moses. I can't talk and I can't do this. Well, the Holy Spirit helped me and here I am. You may long for the speed of a horse in life, but you maybe don't want to become a horse. So often abilities are found in the person. of what we would not want to be or what we would not like to be like. Test the spirit, Jesus said, and make sure it's from me. So as we think about using our abilities, we always have to have a question, don't we? What's keeping us from using our abilities? Is it our lack of discipline or circumstances beyond our control? That happens sometimes. And if it is truly circumstances beyond your control, then take comfort in the fact that God still loves you. And the suffering that is keeping you from reaching your potential will bring you a great reward in heaven. That's what we hang on to, the blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So no matter what we do in this life and how we do it, if we do it for God or to bring glory to God, it'll all work out. Isn't that amazing? It's just so cool. Well, I always did want to try to do a series on the Holy Spirit. Now, I am not a Holy Spirit expert by no means, but my whole purpose was to kind of do this in bits and pieces. And it's a big subject. It's bigger than me, and it's bigger than you, and we got to look at it. And I thought, well, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what we wanted to do. That's why I say, I don't know how long this will take, but Scripture is full of resources and things that can help us better understand the Advocate, the Paraclete, the one who comes alongside. A lot of different English names in the Bible for the Holy Spirit, but there is only one Spirit. And we are also Spirit. So when we connect with the Holy Spirit, we have the blessings of life and how we can have life more abundantly. You know, things in this world, it's not an easy world to live in. And you often wonder, well, I don't know how I'm going to get through it if I can just get through it. But if you realize and depend on God for wisdom, that's why I mentioned in earlier in there about the Old Testament reading. I want to put in an Old Testament reading every week, but not the Old Testament. Old Testament, I wanted to use Proverbs as the what I used to always say is, the world says an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Did you ever hear that? But the Bible tells you a proverb a day will keep the devil away. We don't want that devil running around bothering us, you know. So, and he does. He's always there. He's don't look at what in Luke chapter 4 when Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days. That devil aggravated the snot out of him. And then finally he got give up and he went away. But you know, now this is a little Ralphieism, but kind of paraphrase what it says in the latter part of Luke 4. The devil turned and looked at Jesus and said, okay, I'm going for now, but I'll be back. And he is always out there seeking to destroy like a roaring lion. But what did Jesus say to him? You shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Get thee behind me, Satan. Because when you're tempting God's people, you're also tempting God. And we can say, okay, devil, I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do and command you to go. Get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. I'm full of it here today, and I hope you know that. I'm always full of it. But wanted just to let you know that Judy is doing well. We're going back to Gainesville Monday. I'm recording this on Wednesday. On Monday, we're going to be down there. Well, she'll be down there for three and a half weeks going through the procedure. She's been through all the tests. She's went through all of getting the stem cells out of her blood. 3.2 million of them, by the way. And then they're going to get her and get her immune system down to zero. And then a period of time when she recovers from that, then they will start planting her own stem cells. It's a way they claim that'll keep this particular type of cancer that she has from coming back. So it's worth it, but it's tough. So we want to thank the church for all of its love, support, both prayerfully and financially. You just don't know how much of a blessing that you are here at Bethel for supporting your pastor and your pastoral family. But there's also a lot of prayer needs and different things that we lift up, and we put them on the bulletin and different things like that. And one of the things about the Holy Spirit is we need to learn to pray. And we need to learn to pray for ourselves and with ourselves. Now, I love intercessory prayer, and it's, you know, a joy to be able to pray with somebody and come in agreement with them for whatever needs. But, you know, we have direct access to the Holy of Holies. After Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, the veil in the temple was rent in two. That veil was to separate the average person from the Holy of Holies. The only person that could go into the Holy of Holies was the priest, who asked for forgiveness of sins for the people on the outside. But now we have direct access. So learn to pray. Talk to the Father. You know, it's sometimes just get a little silly with it, and when you're struggling, and say, "Daddy, I need to talk to you. Can I crawl up on your lap and hold me? And I just want to share my heart with you." That's as simple as it is. But Jesus told the disciples, "I'm going to give you a prayer for all of your prayers to line up with, as a model prayer, if you would." We close this segment with that prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Preacher's Thoughts and Prayers. Sometimes, I don't know, I'm just glad that I'm able to think. What about you? God loves you, and so do I.